的神，我们也欢迎在线上的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。今天是正月十五元宵节，在此祝大家节日快乐，让我们在神的怀抱中，在神的大家庭里团团圆圆，充满着那奇妙的属天的爱。好，我们一起来领受神的宣召经文，请大家起立。Please stand up. Let's read the calling. 我们先读中文。起，
你们要站起来，称颂耶和华你们的神，永世不尽。耶和华，你荣耀之名是应当称颂的，超乎一切称颂和赞美。你唯独你是耶和华，你造了天和天上的天，并天上的万象，地和地上的万物，海和海中所有的，这一切都是你所保存的。天君也要敬拜你。
好，我们一起来读英文。Let's start.
Stand up. Let's shout praise to the Lord.Your incredible love. Praise is for the morning, though it is greater than the world's treasures. You alone are the Lord, creator of the heavens and all the stars, creator of the earth and those who live on it, creator of the ocean and all its creatures. You are the Lord.
让我们仍然站立，起来唱第一首诗歌《至高真神》。这首歌我们唱两遍，第一遍中文，第二遍英文。
Thank you.
得说，这是何等的喜乐啊！我们可以在一起来敬拜你，主啊，让我们高唱赞歌来赞美你。亲爱的主耶稣，打开我们的耳，让我们能听见你的话语；打开我们的心灵，让我们可以明白你那属天的智慧。主啊，请你开我们属灵的眼，让我们能看见你所指引的道路。我们更应该打开我们的心扉，让神的爱来充满我们。感谢主把我们带到这里，我们一起来敬拜他。 Dear Lord, it's so wonderful we gather together today to worship your holy name. We lift our voice to sing praises to you. Lord, open our ears so that we may hear your voice. Open our mind so we may receive your internal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your guidance. Open our hearts so our hearts be filled with your wonderful love. Thank you for bringing us together to worship your holy name. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please be seated.第二首诗歌《因他活着》，它有三段，大家可以用自己喜欢的语言来唱，然后第二段我们争取用英文来唱。 是我们诗班才献过的，所以请诗班的弟兄姊妹们能够大声唱。
我心上感谢你的恩典。
来读今天的经文，是在罗马书五章十二到十九节和马太书第四章一到十一节，我们大家来一起读。We will do Chinese, and for those who speak English, you can read along. 第十二节起，这就罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪得的，于是死就临到了众人，因为众人都犯了罪，没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当的摩西，死就做了王，也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预像，只是过犯不如恩慈。若以一人的过犯，罪人就死了，何况神的恩典与那一人基督一人恩典的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到罪人吗？但一人犯罪就定罪，也不入恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐乃是由许多过犯而称义。若因一人的过犯，是就因这一人做了官，何况那些受永永蒙受赏赐之义的，岂不照样与耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？如此说来，因一次过犯，罪人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，罪人也就被称义得生命了。因一人的义行，罪人称为罪人；照样因一人的义行，罪人也就成为义了。好，马太福音从第一节起，当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探，他进食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的进前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐那些石头变成食物。耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上说，不要给你吩咐神的，你有多重的，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说，经上又记得说，不可试探主你的神。魔鬼又带他进了一座最高的山，将世上的万物与万物的
请我们一同来祷告。 Let's pray together。 主，我们感谢你再次的召聚你的众儿女一同来到你的面前来敬拜。主，这是一个欢喜快乐的日子。主啊，我们来到你的面前，主啊，我们要保得你自己的慈爱。主啊，我们要寻求那在你里面的一生一世的平安喜乐。主啊， 你知道我们每一个人的需要，求主透过在今天我们在你面前的敬拜，透过诗歌，透过读经，透过你自己仆人在我们中间分享的信息，主啊，更是透过你设立并且吩咐我们要遵守的圣餐，让我们的身心灵都再一次的得到提醒，得到帮助，我们谢谢你。主啊，这个时候也再次求你鉴察我们的心思意念。主啊，在我们的言行举止或多或少都有得罪主的，主啊，巴不得你再一次怜悯，靠着你宝血的大能来洁净我们一切的过犯。主，这个时候是我们二月份的第一个主日，把我们中间二月份是生日的弟兄姐妹交在父神的手上，为着这些弟兄姐妹来祷告，求主特别施恩赐福，主啊，让他们的身体健康，主啊，更是让他们的心灵，让他们属灵的生命能够与主更加的亲近。我们把他们交在父神的手上，在我们中间还在寻求的，求主继续的来开我们的心，让我们能够真正的来认识你。我们谢谢主。Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for leading us to come before you to worship you. And Father, we come before you, we ask the Holy Spirit to search our hearts, to clean our mind, so that we have even closer relationship with you, Lord. And Father, that we pray you will help each one of us so that we come before you, worship you in the spirit and truth. Father, we thank you for this great opportunity that we can have your servant with us this afternoon. Pray that your living word through him to speak to each one of us according to our need. And Father, may you bless as we are gathering before you in your name, you will be with us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
So, just real quick, I want to make sure, because I didn't talk to you before we started, and I do not remember your name. What's your name, Michael? Michael? Okay, this is good, because Michael's my number one guy, so I'm going to do a couple of sentences, and then you're going to do a couple of sentences, and we're just going to go back and forth, right? Okay, sometimes I preach at other people's churches that they don't have any, or they don't speak English either, so sometimes they'll do like the translating as I talk. That's way just as hard. So today, we're going to be talking about, I feel really loud, we turn myself down here in the thank you, the monitors, thank you. I can hear myself. Okay, today we're going to talk about trusting God's authoritative word.
今天我们来分享关于信靠神有权威的话语，也就是圣经。
I know that everybody doesn't speak English here, but if you grab these Bibles, I promise you for this, it will work. They'll speak any language for this part. Okay, so everybody grab a Bible, lift it up.
我们知道大家都可以看英文，懂英文，可以大家把自己面前的圣经拿起来吗？
A Christian without a Bible is a naked Christian. Okay, you guys ready? I don't see anybody holding the map. Hold the map.
Hold the map.
You're going to have extra weight. I just want to let you know this is coming. All right, so everybody is ready. Are you guys ready? I don't see everybody holding up is not holding up a Bible. I'm not going to move past this till we get here, okay, guys? All right.
All right.
Now, when you're ready, we're going to start to equip ourselves with the root word. Are you ready? One. Up together. Two. We're not together. Three. Together. Today we're going to come to a story that comes right after the baptism of Jesus.
我们今天一起来看，就是在耶稣受洗以后的一个故事。
You can read this story in all four Gospels.
你可以在所有四个福音书里面都可以读到这一段的故事。
The advantage that we gain from the baptism of Jesus is that Jesus undergoes the requirements for a person that is an enemy of God all the way to being an honored guest of the Son.
那我们从耶稣基督受的洗礼可以得到这样一个好处，也就是说，耶稣基督经历了一个人先与上帝为敌，然后成为圣子和圣父的贵宾的这样一个人所需要满足的所有的条件。
At the baptism of Jesus, the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus, symbolizing the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
就是耶稣受洗的时候，圣灵像鸽子一样降在耶稣的身上，这样象征着圣灵的高抹。
Now, what did the Holy Spirit direct Jesus to do first? There were so many things that the Holy Spirit could have directed Jesus to do, like miracles or casting out demons. What did he do?
在这洗礼以后，圣灵引导耶稣做了一些什么事情呢？圣灵本可以引导耶稣做很多不同的事情，就像那个行神迹奇事医治病人。
The reason why the Holy Spirit doesn't direct Jesus to do these things is because of the person that Jesus represents.
耶稣圣灵之所以没有引导基督马上做这些事情，是因为耶稣基督所代表的人。
So each of the works, every step of Jesus' life was to fulfill a work. It bridges part of the gap between us and God. Every little part has a very significant value.
就是耶稣基督所行的所有他的生命每一个过程每一个神迹奇事都是要满足圣经所预表的一些事情要发生的事情
The part of the work that Jesus called to perform in his earthly ministry was the work of what the New Testament calls the last Adam or the new Adam
就耶稣被蒙召要在地上所行的施工的一部分是被新约者称作新约的或者末后的亚当的工作或者新的亚当的工作
This event shows the relationship to the first Adam who was also subjected to temptation
那这样他经历的这样一个事件是跟起初的亚当，也是第一个亚当所经历的那个诱惑是一样的情况。
You see, Jesus is going to go over all those steps that Adam went over, but he's going to do it perfectly. perfectly, and when he does, he creates this new line to be born from.
就是耶稣基督他会经历起初的亚当所经历的一切，但是他经历以后，他能战胜这样的试探，然后他会从他那里会生出一个新的他的后代。
The old lineage that we were born into, the line from Adam and Eve, gave into temptation and is what causes us to be born into sin.
我们作为亚当和夏娃的后代是屈服于那个诱惑。
Okay, we're going to go through that passage in Romans 5:12-21, and this is what it says.
那我们呢现在一起来看罗马书第五章第十二节到二十一节那里说的关于这两个亚当的一些描述。
Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sin was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come.
罗马书五章第十二节，这就是如罪从一人进入了世界，死又从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。没有律法之先，罪已经在世上；没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的人，也在他的传下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预像。
What Paul just said was that through Adam, we were all born into sin. Adam was the representative for us all, and we were all connected from that lineage. So we all sinned.
这保罗刚才所说的就是说，通过亚当，我们都生在罪中。亚当是我们所有人的代表，就是因为这样一个血统的相连，所以我们都犯了罪。
It's part of our nature, but it's also part of our nature that craves a relationship with God.
就是我们犯罪是我们的本性之一，但是我们渴望与神有关系，也是我们的本性之中。
All those verses about everyone falling short of the glory of God and no one is good, no not one, are all because we were born not good through this lineage.
所以那些关于每一个人都亏缺了上帝的荣耀，没有一个义人，一个也没有的一些经文，都是因为我们通过这样一个血统出生，我们的出生不好。
It is like a strong red-haired gene, and nothing can hold it back from being dominant.
就像一个要表达红头发的一个基因一样的，没有任何的事情能够阻止它的表达。
Paul continues with the first word, but is always a good word in the Bible.
就是保罗他用一个但是这一个字眼开始，在但是这个字眼在圣经里面经常一个好的字眼。
But the free gift is not like the trespass, for if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin, for the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification.For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in the life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men.For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience the many will be made righteous.
只是过犯不如恩慈，若因一人的过犯众人就死了，何况神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加悖逆临到众人吗？因一人犯罪就定罪，也不如恩慈。然而审判是由一人而定罪，恩慈乃是由一个，乃由许多过犯而称义。若一人的过犯 使就因一个人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之意的呢？岂不要是因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样，因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样，因一人的顺从，众人也就成为义了。
But that but is there is good. But the free gift from the last Adam is grace.
但是来自末后亚当的免费礼物就是恩典。
The last Adam created this line that was tied, the first Adam created this line that was tied to sin and death. But being born again by the Spirit, you are born into grace because the righteous acts have been completed by Jesus for us.
就是因为起初的亚当所将我们带入罪和死亡，但是借助圣灵，我们可以得到重生。他们在恩典中重生，这一切都是因为耶稣基督所完成的义行。
That merit that Jesus gained through His life, through all of His acts, are transmitted to us through faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior.
就借着相信耶稣基督是我们的主和救主，这样的功德就传给了我们。
Every moment where Adam failed, Jesus triumphed.
当亚当所失败的所有的一刻，都耶稣基督都得以战胜。
So we see this contrast between the first Adam and his failures in the terms of the testing under the attack of Satan and the successful obedience of the last Adam, Jesus, after he endures the same kind of temptation.
所以，因此我们在这里可以看到这样一个对比，那就是当第一个亚当和他在撒旦的攻击下考验得到失败，但是末后的亚当耶稣基督在忍受同样的试探得以成功的顺服。
It was the same kind of temptation as Adam's to some degree, but in other ways it differed radically.
就是这两种试探在某种程度上有些相同的地方，但是也有很多的截然不同的地方。
These two showdowns what's happened under completely different circumstances. Just look at where the temptations took place.
就是这两次的试探是在很完全的不同的情况上发生的。
Adam and Eve are enjoying the life of luxury in the Garden of Eden, also known as paradise. There was nothing you could want in the Garden of Eden because everything, including time with God, was all right there for them.
就是亚当跟夏娃他们当时生活在乐园天堂里面，他们生活没有任何所缺少的地方，当时神也与他们同在。
When Jesus goes through his temptation, he is in the desolate Jerusalem wilderness. The place that Jesus is driven out to is the absolute antithesis to the Garden of Eden.
就是当耶稣基督受到试探的时候，他的试探是发生在耶路撒冷的郊外的荒野里面。那他所当时所遭遇的境况是跟伊甸园形成了一个鲜明的对比。
It is one of those ominous places that is completely devoid of any kind of life that people want to associate with.
就是在它是那么一个可怕的地方，没有在那里没有看到任何人生活的痕迹。
The only thing that said to live in this part of the high desert was snakes and scorpions.
就是说在那里，所以看到唯一的生命的就是那个蛇和蝎子在那里生活。
Only heebie-jeebie animals live in this part of the world.
只有一些其他。
What are the heebie-jeebie?
Then he's like, the things that make the room was weird. I put that in there, I want to see what he'd say. Yeah, I want to see if he has ever worked with you, James.
I never heard about the term.
Okay, so like, something people like, ah, that's weird, me.
就是一些在沙漠里面一些少见的让你这个毛骨悚然的那种小的东西，就是
you guys all know a new word now, heebie-jeebies. Like when you go to cuddle with a snake, you're like, no, that's, I'm not doing that. That's the heebie-jeebies.
觉得你跟蛇，你不可能去碰蛇，因为它会感到让你感到很恐怖呀。
Now I got to find a place I lost where I was at. Even the sensible wildlife, the cute and cuddly things that we like, refuse to live in that place.
最有名字的一些动物, 他们也不愿意生活在那一个地方。
So what else is different?
那还有什么其他的不一样的地方吗?
Adam is with his wife, his helper, and if you wanted a lifeline, like, you know, who wants to be a millionaire, and you have the three lifelines to call a friend, he could have called out to God at any time. God was always within earshot of Adam.
亚当当时所处的情况是什么样的情况呢? 当时他有他的帮手, 也就是他的太太, 在他身边。 他如果当时如果需要呼求神的帮助的时候, 他也可以马上可以呼唤神, 神会与他们同在。
And Jesus is in absolute solitude.
但是耶稣基督当时是在完全处在一个孤独的, 情况。
Not only is he in solitude, he has been like that for 40 days before the temptation began.
他不仅仅是在一个很孤独的地方, 孤独的地方已经相处了有40天之久的时间。
Solitude is the first thing that God said was not good.
就孤独是神第一次说的不好的一个东西。
Remember that after each day of creation, God would create the heavens and the earth, and he would pronounce that it is good. But then in Genesis 2, when he sees man alone, God says, it is not good, not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. Genesis 2:18.
大家是否记得，就是神造天地的时候，他每创造一次一天的时候，他会说一切都是好的，看起来都是好的。 神也会宣布这都是好的，但是在创世纪的第二章，当他看见亚当在独居的时候，神说那人独居不好，我会为他造一个石头的帮手，也就是妻子。The
first thing in human history that says that God says is not good is people being alone.
神对人类所说的第一个不好的词语就是当人在孤独的时候，孤独的地方。
When we want to torment criminals and enemies of war to get information out of them, we put them in complete solitude, no interactions with any human being.
当我们要处罚一个罪犯或者战争的敌人的时候，我们就会把他们放在一个很孤独的地方来折磨他们，这样我们可以从他们那里得到一些我们需要的一些信息。
This is what Jesus endures for 40 days before he is tempted.
当时耶稣就是在这样的情况之下生活了40天之久。
Any vegetarians here?
在这里有没有素食的素食主义吃不吃荤的？
That's good. Good. I don't like it. You know what? I like steak. Yeah. Adam and Eve are in the best vegetarian restaurant ever known in all history for all of human history.
那亚当跟夏娃当时所处的伊甸园，就像是世界上可以想象最好的素食餐厅。Every
every lush and ripe plant was there to feast on.
他们拥有所有的一些郁郁葱葱的一些成熟的植物，可以供他们享用。Jesus
has 40 days of solitude, 40 days of hunger.
但是耶稣基督是在忍受着40天之久的饥饿。
Could you even imagine 40 days of desert heat and survival with no food?
大家可以想象这样在40天这样一个高温沙漠没有饭食没有水的地方能生存吗？
One day is tough for me at least, but 40 days in the desert with no food and then being tested was the temptation of all temptations for all of history.
就是一天在那地方待一天对我来说已经很难受了，但何况是耶稣在那待了40天。不仅如此，他会将所接受的试探是人类中所受的所说的试探中的试探。
The first Adam was tested with a full stomach, and the last Adam is tested while starving to death.
就是第一个亚当被试探的时候，他是衣食饱足，但是当我们耶稣基督受试探的时候，他当时处在一个极度的饥饿的状况。
When Adam is tested, sin is unknown in the world.
当亚当被受试探的时候，当时罪还没有进入世界。
When Jesus is tempted, sin is the way of the world.
但是耶稣基督受试探的时候，我们这个世界已经充满了罪。
You might go so what?
啊，这有什么了不起呢？
But you see, everything that Adam and Eve knew was following God's word. The whole world around Jesus did not follow God's word. It was cultural. If you were having a bad day, go ahead and sin, do whatever you want. Jesus was having 40 bad days. There's no sin.
就是当亚当跟夏娃他们当时在伊甸园受试探的时候，他们就是有神的同在，可以听神的话语。但是在我们在耶稣基督的时代里面，充满了罪，周遭的人都在犯罪，所以没有神的话语与他们同在，与我们同在。
Half of the reason why we validate sin is because everyone else around us is doing it.
我们之所以认可罪，就是因为至少在我们周遭有一半的人在罪中，生活在罪中。
Jesus is acting contrary to humanity when he is going through his temptation. The way set before him by everyone else would have been to succumb to the temptation, but Jesus stays obedient to the word.
就耶稣基督所经历的，他的反应是与我们的人性刚刚相反的。就是说，在这种方式的试探之下，没有一个人会能够忍受这样的试探。但是耶稣基督因为靠着神的话语，他得以顺服他的神的话语。
The biggest difference is this, that Adam starts off in paradise, and through the temptation of Satan fails, and all of the world is sent into the wilderness. All of us are born into the wilderness. Jesus, on the other hand, is born in the wilderness. I mean, after he was already for eternity in heaven, he's born in the wilderness, is tempted by Satan and triumphs, and because of that, all of humanity has a place in heaven by calling out to Jesus as Lord and Savior.
也就是说，亚当他们当时犯罪的时候是生活在一个美好的伊甸园的里面，但是因为他们没有抵挡撒旦的诱惑，他们犯了罪，这样他们就被神从美好的伊甸园赶出到荒野之中。但是耶稣基督的情形完全不一样，耶稣基督是在荒野里受到试探，然后他将所有信靠他人从荒野而进入天堂。
Are you doing all my hand movements? Okay, so those are the differences. That is not the big thing that I want you to walk away with here today, though.
我们刚才讲的也是他所说的一些区别的地方，但是那并不是我想你们今天离开的时候想要你们记住的东西。
I want you to remember the similarities. The point of the attack against the first Adam and the last Adam are identical in approach.
我想希望大家记住的是这两次试探的相同的地方，也就是说他撒旦所使用的一个同样的伎俩。
We'll briefly look at Adam's story, Adam and Eve's story, and then we'll move on to Jesus' story.
我们简单地看一下亚当受试探的一些故事，然后再看耶稣基督受试探的故事。
The serpent was the craftiest of creatures in the garden, and he gets to Adam through Eve.
就是蛇，我们知道它是在伊甸园里面是最狡猾的动物，它是通过夏娃来攻击诱惑这个亚当。
The attack against Adam and Eve was clothed in subtlety, but make no mistake that the end was the goal.
就是当时撒旦所用的伎俩是非常巧妙的，非常微妙的巧妙的伎俩。但是撒旦的目的，他不管用什么伎俩，他只想达到他的目的。
He came asking a simple question. Did God actually say, "You shall not eat of any tree in the garden"?
他过来问了一个简单的问题，他是说上帝真的说过你不可吃园中任何树上的果子吗？
Is that what God really said? It's a simple question.
这是一个很简单的问题，是不是神真的这么说过吗？
Eve responded, we may eat of the tree, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that's in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.
夏娃回答说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，但神说园中那棵树上的果子你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死了。
You see what she did?
大家看看她是怎么说的吗？
See, Adam was given one word, do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. That's out of the text. Is that what she said? No.
就是亚当得到一个命令，就是说不可吃分辨善恶树上的果子，因为你吃的时候不定死，你必定死。但是夏娃并没有正确的来引用神所说的命令。
This was the one word of God.
这是神的一句话，一个。
And in the midst of the temptation of the first Adam, the only word of God was poorly treated and misquoted.
就是亚当受到第一次试探的时候，神的话遭到了不恰当的和错误的引用。
You might think this isn't a big deal, but this is the whole deal right here.
你也许认为这并不是很重要，但是这是一个最重要的一个地方。
So check this out.
让我们一起来看看。
Satan first tries to call into question the fairness of God's word. Did God actually say you cannot eat of any tree in the garden?
亚当，撒旦首先在这里质疑上帝话的公平性，说上帝有没有说你不能吃园中任何一棵树上的果子？
Is God not being fair?
那上帝是在这里非常不公平吗？
Well, Eve had a response for this one.
那夏娃对此有相应的回应。
Then Satan goes after the trustworthiness of God's word. Verse 4, Satan says, you will not surely die.
然后撒旦质问上帝话语的可靠性，在第四节说，撒旦说你们不一定死。
You see what Satan is doing?
你们看看撒旦所他的伎俩。
Make note of this, because his tricks don't change. He is calling into question the trustworthiness of God's word.
撒旦在这里就是说他伎俩，就是大家注意，他伎俩并没有改变，他是在质疑上帝话语的可靠性。
And then Satan goes on to add his own addition to the word, telling her that they would become like God if she ate of the fruit.
那然后撒旦呢也继续把自己的词加上他自己的补充，告诉他们说他会变得像上帝一样。
There is no reason for us to believe that eating from the tree would have made Eve like God. Satan's word has no authority.
我没有任何理由相信夏娃他们吃了那棵树上的果子以后就会像上帝。撒旦的话语没有任何的权柄。
So Satan's attack was to call into question the fairness, trustworthiness, and authority of God's word.
那撒旦在这里的伎俩就是质疑神话语的权威性、可信度和权威性。
Adam and Eve failed in this respect, but understand that this was the whole scene of the temptation.
那夏娃跟亚当跟夏娃在这方面是失败了，但我们要明白，这就是试探的所有的全部。
Satan is coming in to call into question our faithfulness to the word of God, whether we have allowed God to have authority over our lives, whether or not we trust God, and whether or not we think God's ways are right.
这撒旦要进来质疑我们对上帝圣言的忠诚度，我们是否让神在我们的生命中拥有权柄，我们是否相信神，我们是否认为神的道路是正确的道路。
Now Adam had conveyed the word of God to an extent, but it was not trusted, it was not held with value, not given authority over their lives in the green, lush garden with each other and God.
就是亚当在这里在某种程度上传递了神的话语，但是他们并没有相信神的话语，他们也没有把神的话语富有权威性，他们在生活在那个郁郁葱葱的伊甸园里面，与相互之间与上帝。
Now, let us read the story of Jesus when he is being tempted in a much different place, under much different circumstances.
那我们现在来读一读那个所记载的关于耶稣受试探的情景，是在完全在不同的一个情况发生的。
Matthew 4:1-11.
马太福音第四章第一到十一节。
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探，他禁食40昼夜，然后就饿了。那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
You see the first thing that Satan did there, he calls into question the authority of God's word.
你有没有看见那个撒旦在这里用的同样的伎俩，他一开始就来质疑神话语的权威性。
You might ask where?
那我们可能问，就是在哪里有质疑神的话语的权威性？
Right there in the very beginning of his line, he says, if you are the Son of God, and do you remember what the last thing that God said was?
那大家注意，就是说他在他的话语的开头就这样说，如果你是上帝的儿子的话，你还记得上帝说的最后一句话吗？
It was just recently Jesus was being baptized and the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus and one of the few publicly audible words of God, the heavens tore open and God said, This is my son.
其实就在不久前，耶稣在约旦河受洗的时候，圣灵像鸽子一样降在耶稣身上，天也开了，当时天父对耶稣说，你是我的儿子。
The first thing that Satan calls into question is the last thing that God said. And he also adds, is it fair?
就是说撒旦所质疑的话是神所说的最后一句话，他也在质问说，这样是公平的吗？
If you are the Son of God, you should at least have some bread. That is fair.
如果说你是神的儿子的话，你至少可以有些面包可以吃，这样是才会公平吧。
Satan is up to his old tricks, but the person misquoting scriptures that is only held on to loosely is not the person that's being tempted today.
撒旦在这里是故伎重演，但是呢，今天受试探的不是那一位对圣经很松弛的错误的引用的那一位人。
Jesus responds, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说的一些话。
You don't live because of the food that you eat. You live because God says that food gives our bodies sustenance.
我们活着不是靠着食物来活着，而是因为神告诉我们说，食物可以给我们养分。
Air doesn't feed our blood just because air is air. Air feeds our blood to feed our body because God said it was going to be that way.
我们生活在空气中，空气氧气会进入我们身体到我们全身各地。这不是因为这些空气会这样做这样的工作，而是因为神命定空气会这样工作。
Jesus knows that God has set forward a plan, so him starving to death was never an issue.
耶稣明白神已经设立一个很完美的计划，所以对他来讲，饿死并不是一个重要的事情。
Jesus knows that the engineering, orchestrating, authoritative, governing word of God has already said he had more work to do than this, and he trusts that word, not the things of this world.
因为耶稣知道神的创造、协调、权威、管理的话语已经说过，他有比这更重要的工作、事工要做， 他相信神的话语，而不是这个世界的事物。
The authority of the Word of God was sure and unstoppable in Jesus during the temptation during his whole life.
上帝话语的权柄、权威在耶稣身上是确定的，没有任何事物可以阻挡上帝话语的应验。
How sure was Jesus about the Word of God?
上帝耶稣对上帝话语多确定呢？
Even more than the story I'm about to share with you.
那甚至超过我们下面要分享的一个故事。
Remember when Abraham is asked to sacrifice his only son?
大家记得亚伯拉罕被神说要去将他的儿子献祭的故事吗？
Abraham doesn't go to plunge the knife into Isaac because he thinks that killing his son is the way to worship God. He does it because Abraham believes that God is so big and proved himself so surely that even if Abraham did plunge that knife into Isaac, he was promised. It was the word of God, and the word of God never fails. And Isaac would be fine because God's word said he'd be fine.
就亚伯拉罕没有把刀来杀死那个以撒，并不是因为他认为杀死他的儿子是敬拜上帝的方式，他这样做是因为亚伯拉罕相信上帝是如此的伟大，他也并且如此确凿地证明了自己，即使是亚伯拉罕真的将以撒杀死，他已经得到应许说上帝的话永远不会失败，上帝以撒一定会没事的，因为上帝的话说过他会没事的。
That is what was counted to Abraham later as righteousness.
这就是说就是因为他的亚伯拉罕的信心，所以亚伯拉罕在神的眼里是被称为义的。
Even crazy actions will be okay as long as you are letting God's word have authority over your life. Jesus is even more sure than that.
就只要你让上帝的话语在你生活中拥有权威，即使是最疯狂的行为也是可以的。耶稣比这一点更确定。
So the devil takes another stab at it.
那下面是魔鬼发起下一次的攻击。
Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, If you are the Son of God, go back to that one, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托住你，免得你的脚碰上石头。
But that was no fool. If Jesus wanted to use the word of God, he could do that too.
撒旦可不是一个傻子，他是看见耶稣可以引用神的话语，他也照样可以引用神的话语。
If the word of God is leading you to do things that you know are sinful, then it is the devil feeding you the word of God.
如果神的话语导致你去做一些你知道是有罪的事情，那一定不是神的话语，而是撒旦在断章取义的给你一些神的话语。
Know this, that the devil knows the scriptures better than us.
我们需要明白的一点就是说，撒旦比我们更加清楚明了神的话语。
Satan says, go ahead, Jesus, see if following the scripture works out for you. Throw yourself off the pinnacle of this temple. God's angels won't let any harm come to you.
撒旦说去吧耶稣，你试试看是否可以按照圣经所描述的去做，把你自己从这座神殿的尖顶上跳下来，上帝的天使不会让你任何伤害降临在你的身上。
Satan says if you really believe that the word of God is true, you have nothing to worry about.
撒旦说如果你真的相信上帝的话是真实的话，你就没有什么可以担心的。
Like this reverse psychology was going to work on Jesus.
就好像这种逆反的心理会在耶稣身上起什么作用一样。
Jesus points out the whole flaw of Satan's attack and why it will never work on Jesus.
但是耶稣马上指出了撒旦攻击的所有的漏洞，并且告诉他这些一切不会在耶稣身上有任何的作用。
There was one more attack coming after this one, but I think the devil is hard-headed and didn't get the distinction between him and the first Adam after this response.
就是说在这之后有另外一次的攻击，但是你可以看到撒旦是如此的顽固，他并没有看到起初的亚当跟摩诃的亚当的不一样。
Jesus said to him, again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。
Jesus looked at Satan and said, you are not using proper hermeneutics, that's a long Bible word, in your Bible study, and you have committed some translation fallacies.
那耶稣是不是看着撒旦说，你在圣经研究中没有使用正确的释经学，你在翻译的时候也出了一些谬误。
No, Jesus didn't say it like that because Jesus is way cooler than me. Jesus responds to the devil's test by putting scripture in its context.
但是我不知道耶稣并没有这样说，因为耶稣比我酷好多。耶稣当时是通过经文的上下文来接受神的，接受这个魔鬼的考验。
Jesus knows that the angels would protect him if he needed it or commanded it because the word of God said so and Jesus trusts that. And he didn't need to test his father to make sure his word was true. Jesus knew it was true because he knows the truth.
耶稣知道如果他需要或者命令天使会保护他，因为上帝的话是这样说的，他不需要测试他的父亲来确保他的话是真实的。
Again, the devil should have gotten the hit by now, but he is extremely hard-headed.
但是这个时候希望撒旦是得到一些启示，但是他的确实是很顽固。
Verse 8, again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, and said to him, all these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me.
魔鬼又带他上来一座最高的山，将世上的万国和与万国的荣华都赐给他看。对他说：“你若腐败我，我就将这一切都赐给你。”
Satan says, without suffering, all the authority, all the glory earth has to offer is yours, and all you have to do is just give them back.
撒旦在这里说，告诉耶稣说，你不需要经历任何的苦难，也不需要经历任何的苦难。世界上所有的权柄、荣耀都是你的，只要你在这里腐败我。 就向我鞠躬。
It's a good translation. No one has to know. You are lonely and tired and weather-beaten and starving. If you will just give a little bow, Satan will hand over all the keys to all the kingdoms he has accrued over all the millennia over to Jesus if he would just bow the knee for a moment.
就说在这里没有人知道你的孤独、你的疲倦、你的饱经风霜、饥肠辘辘。 只要你稍微的向撒旦鞠躬，撒旦就会把他几千年积累下来的所有的王国的所有的钥匙都交给耶稣，只要他愿意片刻的屈膝。
Jesus would have the world platform to set everything right now.
那耶稣基督这样也会获得这样一个世界的平台，也可以把一切的事情扭转过来。
But that would break the plan laid out in the word of the Lord in which Jesus was intimately knowledgeable of and not going to break.
那如果是那样做的话，耶稣将会破坏天父所定的一切的计划，而这个计划是耶稣本身也是很清楚明了的计划。
And there was no glory to give. This is what he's offering is all the kingdom's glory. Could you imagine somebody offering you anything for all of Sacramento's glory?
其实就是说，也没有什么荣耀可以给的，因为所有的一些荣耀都是神的。那就是说，撒旦那里所说的只是世界上的一些国家的国王的一些荣耀。 大家可以想象一下，如果有一个人给你说，我将塞班的这个地区所有的荣耀都给你。
Only the one true eternal God has any glory of value and substance.
我们只有永生的神，他才拥有一切值得的、有价值的荣耀。
Then Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve.'"
耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。”
Three times the assault comes, and three times it is the same trick that the serpent laid out in the garden.
就撒旦对耶稣发起三次的攻击，三次攻击都是用他曾经在伊甸园所使用的同样的伎俩。
As you see, these two temptations are identical in tactics, but Jesus went through much harder circumstances and stood on the trustworthiness of the Word from beginning to end.
就是大家可以看见，这两个试探在伎俩上都是完全是一样的，但是当时耶稣所经历的是一个更艰苦的一个环境。他是从头到尾都是站在神的话语的可靠性上面来战胜这样一个试探。
And that's the test.
这就是一个考验。
Can we stand on the trustworthiness of the Word of God to the end?
我们是否可以同样的信靠神话语的可靠性？
Is our relationship with God real?
我们与神的关系是不是真实的关系？
Or is it just something that placates our anxieties?
或者是仅仅是安抚我们一些焦虑，可以安抚我们焦虑的一些东西呢？
Jesus takes one look at the devil's offer and says, "No thanks, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve.'"
那耶稣看了撒旦一眼，说：“不用了，谢谢。因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。”
The last verse, then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him.
那最后一节就是，于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来侍候他。
Jesus drives the serpent, or actually Satan, from the wilderness, like Adam and Eve should have done all those years ago.
那耶稣将撒旦赶出旷野，就像亚当跟夏娃在多年以前应该在伊甸园所做的事情一样。
Satan leaves Jesus for now. This isn't the last time that Satan will attack Jesus, but for now he leaves.
撒旦暂时的离开了耶稣，但是我们知道这不是撒旦最后一次来攻击耶稣。
Any diversion from the plan, that's Satan's plan. Any diversion from the plan is Satan's plan.
任何离开神的计划都是撒旦的计划。
And now I got lost. Yeah. I mean, as soon as Jesus tells his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and die, Peter takes Jesus to the side to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, that this shall ever happen to you."
我的意思说，当耶稣告诉他的门徒说他必须上耶路撒冷受死、受刑、受死的时候，当时彼得把耶稣拉到旁边说：“试着说，主啊，远离你，这绝不会发生在你的身上。”
This was a diversion from the plan God the Father set out to accomplish through the Son.
这完全偏离了父神所在耶稣基督身上所定的计划。
And how did Jesus respond?
那耶稣是怎么样的回应？
Same way that he responds during the temptation, he says, "Get behind me, Satan! You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." Is what he says to Peter.
那耶稣对他的回复跟在旷野里受试探对撒旦所说的回复是一样的。他说。耶稣转身对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后面去！你是我的绊脚石，因为你不会体会上帝的心意，而是体会人的意思。”
I think that we like to think of it as like this is God's plan, and there's like this buffer zone of like this is what I want to do, and then devil's plan is like all the way out here. The way that it really is that this is God's plan. Anything outside of this is the devil's plan.
那就是说。上帝的计划跟魔鬼的计划有什么差别呢？并不是像我们所说的，上帝的计划在这里，然后中间有一个缓冲区，然后再就是魔鬼的计划，而是上帝的计划在这里，在上帝的计划以外的一切都是魔鬼的计划。
Jesus obeys every
耶稣是顺服所有的关于顺服神的话语来战胜所有的试探。
And what happens when Satan leaves Jesus? The angels attend to Jesus.
那在撒旦离开的时候，耶稣说了什么呢？
It's not like they just got there like the drive was long.
就是天使来开始侍奉耶稣，那这样他们并不是一下子偶然的出现，他们并不是一个像开长途的旅行以后一下子就到那个地方。
This wasn't the cavalry arriving at the very last moment to save the day.
这并不是一个来拯救世界的一个骑兵。
They were there the whole time. Jesus knew that the angels would attend to him just as the scriptures said they would, just like what the devil was talking about. But Jesus didn't need the devil to remind Jesus or test God into doing it.
就是他们其实当时天使一直都是在那里，耶稣也知道天使会照顾他，正如圣经所说的那样，但是耶稣不需要魔鬼来提醒，耶稣也不需要试探上帝去这样做。
Jesus knew it would happen, that the angels would attend to him the moment that God ordained it to happen. Jesus believed and trusted in that word.
耶稣知道他在上帝命定中发生的那一刻就会发生。耶稣相信并且信赖神的话语。
Now, that word that Jesus trusted in, that word that Jesus relied on through the entire temptation, is finally realized when those angels appear. Jesus conquers temptation and removes Satan from his life, being the Holy One for us.
现在当那些天使出现的时候，耶稣所信靠的话语，耶稣在整个试探中所依赖的话语，终于实现了。耶稣胜过试探，将撒旦从他的生命中除去，成为我们的圣者。
Jesus did the work to create a new line for us to be born from, not one of sin, but a new line born out of obedience to the Father.
耶稣这样做是因为他可以建立一个新的后代，这样的后代，他的后代。他的门徒会相信神的话语，在神的话语里面得以重生。
Now there's one final thing I feel led for us to walk away with. Holy, we missed his head. Thank God. She okay? Okay. I appreciate you all. Hey, we got a chair back here in the corner. Oh, yep, back here in the corner. Good chair. Yep, three of these chairs. There we go. We got you right here. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray for her real quick. Heavenly Father God, Lord, we just lift up this woman to you, Lord. She is a daughter of yours, God. I just pray for healing and God, that she is sustained to be okay, God. And Lord, we also just pray that everybody's, people get embarrassed about this stuff sometimes, God. We pray that everybody feels like family here and just feels really comfortable.
Sunny, 祈求你与这位老姊妹同在，帮助她。医治他，让他能够，很快恢复。希望他没受任何的伤害，也希望大家没有不会觉得因为这件事情会觉得，不好意思，因为我们是一个家庭，这些事情发生在我们，这里面也应该是也没有任何不好意思的地方，求神保守。
Amen. Okay, I'm gonna finish this last.Less than a half a page.
那我现在所需要讲的是有半张纸了。
This is the first time I've had somebody, this has happened.
这是我也是第一次经历到这样的在教会发生的事情。
There's one final thing I feel led for us to walk away from.
我今天有一件就是需要大家离开的时候记住的一件事情。
The word is our greatest ally.
就是神的话语是我们最大的盟友。
Jesus was tempted in the most desolate representations of death a place can be.
就是说耶稣当时受试探是在最荒凉的地方，就是代表死亡的地方受到试探。他完全是一个孤独在一个人，在这里40天之久。
Completely alone for 40 days and starving.
他在那里是40天之久，并且他是有时候饥饿的煎熬。
It was a full-on assault from the devil himself.
这样的攻击是从撒旦而来。
Jesus conquered temptation by his faith in the Word. No tricks or supernatural powers, because he is God. Just faith that God is true.
就是耶稣基督是凭着对神的话语的完全的相信而战胜的试探。他在这里没有使用任何的伎俩，也没有使用任何超自然的力量，因为他只是相信上帝是真实的。我想希望大家来思考这样一个问题，当我们离开的时候。
The biggest challenge that was ever undertaken in the worst possible environment, lived in for 40 days, completely alone and starving, was conquered by faith in the trustworthiness of the Word of God.
就我希望我们大家离开的时候考虑一下，就是在最恶劣的环境中度过了40天之久，完全独自一人挨饿，这是有史以来最大的挑战。这个挑战是因为对话语的完全的，信靠而得胜。
And I know that this was God doing these feats, and sometimes we think, well, God can do it, but I can't. But maybe we can lean into the powerful word of the Lord a little bit more today.
所以我们知道这一切发生的事情都是神的作为，神的壮举。但我也希望我们今天信息以后，我们希望我们更多的来依靠神的话语。
All right, I'm going to pray and then you guys can continue your service.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father God, thank you for this opportunity to share your word, Lord, with these people.
天父感谢你赐给我这样的机会，能在这里一起分享神的话语。
God, I pray that we receive your word and trust it and let it have authority over our lives.
我们祈祷神，你的话语在我们中间有权柄，有我们可以完全相信你的话语。
God, I pray for your blessings on Abundant Grace Chinese Church, and God, I pray you give them many opportunities to make disciples.
我也为我们恩泽教会祷告，希望神赐福这个教会，有很多的机会来传扬你的福音。
We thank you, love you, God, and pray that all of the honor goes to you.
我们爱你，我们把荣耀交给你。
It's in Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you all for having me.
Thank you.
若是在我们中间还没有受过洗礼的弟兄姐妹，就请你今天暂时不要参与。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，现在我们要照主所吩咐的来守这圣餐。圣餐是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，在最后的晚餐中所设立的，为了就是要让我们能够常常的来纪念主为我们的牺牲而成就的救恩。 Now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will have the communion service. Welcome everyone who has been baptized to join us. But if you have not been baptized yet, so please do not partake this time.The communion is according to those commandments so that to help us in remember our Lord Jesus Christ, what He has done for us. 使徒保罗清楚地教导说，无论何人若不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己醒茶，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。 So then whoever eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the LordEveryone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ, eat and drink judgment on themselves. 所以这时候我们要在主的面前安静来省察自己，若是有什么得罪主的地方，我们就在主的面前来认罪悔改，求主的宝血来洗净我们，免得我们吃喝自己的罪。 Now let's take a moment to examine ourselves before the Lord. 我们在主的面前安静的来默祷。主，我们这些属于你的儿女，这时遵守你的命令来恭守这圣餐。主，我们求圣灵在我们中间鉴察光照我们的内心，看我们有没有得罪你的恶心思、恶言语、恶行为。主啊，并且按照你的应许，我们在你面前诚心的来认罪求你赦免的时候，求你赐给我们有清洁的心跟正直的灵来领受这圣餐。求主帮助我们再一次吸引我们与你更加的亲密。Father, may you hear our prayer. May you search our hearts again. Cleanse our minds so that we can grow to closer to you even more. Father, our sins have been forgiven is according to your promise. So Father, help us.To trust in your word firmly again, just like this message we have just heard. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
照使徒保罗所教导的，他从主所领受的，又传授给我们，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。” For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. 饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他再来。 In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink itIn remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. 这时候请余杰弟兄为饼来感谢。
亲爱的主耶稣，主啊，让我们利用这机会来感谢你，感谢你降世为人，从那荣耀的宝座来到人间，为我们的罪，你的身体在十字架上被破碎。主啊，我们利用这段时间来重新来审查自己，审查自己的过犯。主啊，让我们利用这段时间来纪念你在十字架上所成就的。主啊，我们也利用这次机会，主啊，我们也来感谢你，感谢你让我们有一个新的生命，让我们可以用我们的生命来回应你，来感谢，来报答你，来你的拣选。主啊，我们教会也面临着一个感谢主，也给我们一个很好的机会，让我们有个新堂，可以让我们在新的堂当中来侍奉主，来把神的话语来传扬出去。主啊，这也是一个很大的挑战。主啊，让我们在这薄饼在纪念主的时候，也激励我们，让我们的身体能够挣脱这世界荆棘的捆绑，让我们在面临着挑战的时候，我们能站立得住。主啊，让我们能够在这新的机会，在这新的契机当中，主啊，能够活出神所需要我们做的样子，让我们能够从荆棘中挣脱出来，单单的仰望主，单单的向着标杆直跑。以上祷告祈求奉我主耶稣的圣名。
Amen。接着请李圣君弟兄为杯来感恩。
我们亲爱的主耶稣，就是感谢你为了我们的罪，你来到了世上，为我们流尽了你最后一滴血。主啊，我们感谢你在十字架上为我们所做的一切，能让我们借着你的宝血洗净了我们的一切的罪，让我们能够成为，让我们这一群信耶稣的人能够成为主的儿女，这是何大的荣耀。主啊，真是感谢你。我们也求圣灵运行在我们每个人的当中，让我们所说的所做的都能够荣耀神。 主啊，求主你来看顾我们，让我们学效基督，让我们一天一天的成圣，越来越像基督。主啊，感谢你，我们这样祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
这是我们存着感恩的心来领受，可以是把我们背起的给你说话。战胜了罪恶，也吸引我们能够时刻的更多的来依靠你的大能。我们谢谢主，听我们的祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
谢主啊，我一家人是这里20多年了啊，我就是在 Capital Christian School 从小学到大学，现在毕业大学啊，出来做事啊，反正他们啊，华语也不是很好。但是我也是不是很好，感谢主，大家都一样的好，谢谢你们。
还有没有头一次来到我们中间的？好，我们欢迎你们。因为这个有周报，不知道你们有没有？你们没有的话，可不可以？的弟兄姐妹拿一份，因为这里边有我们教会的一些信息，还有我们的好，我就把今天下边有一些感恩代表事项还有报告呢，就简单的说一下，我们时间已经过了很多了，所以就很简单啊。大家可以看今年的本季度的主题经文是在感恩代祷项目的第一项。求主继续，求大家继续来给这个我们的构堂的事工来祷告，让我们能够经历神。
也继续为美国回归到上帝的真道上祷告，为全球的疫情祷告。如果有什么祷告事项，请直接和穆牧师联系。报告事项呢，就是今天的主日学后呢，继续有主日今天的这个众人崇拜后呢，继续有主日学。我们是分好的组，就直接到那个教室去，然后回来，在那40分钟下来，40分钟下到这儿来，然后我们一起讨论。还有就是洗礼班已经于上周三开始了。如果是已经觉知的，并且有意愿要受洗的，请赶紧和牧师来联系。还有就是这个月的18日，9点半到11点半有同工研讨会。所谓的同工，就是所在执事啊、执事长执会的，还有团契组长，还有所有的在主日学或者是其他的不管是成人或者是小孩或者是幼儿的，还有就是我们崇拜中间所有的侍奉人员。好，我们也是加了一项，就是为奉献来祷告。好，我们一起来祷告。亲爱的天父，真是感谢你，让我们众弟兄姐妹能够把我们的收入的一部分拿出来献给教会。真是你让他们随着他们的意愿，他们是乐意为你侍奉的。主要真是感谢你给他们有这样子的经济条件，也能够求主来纪念他们，也能求主来看顾他们的家庭。因为我们知道，我们先求你的国和你的义，我们的需求一切主你都会看顾。主啊，我们也特别求主来看顾我们的所有的弟兄姐妹在教会的侍奉花出的时间和个人的经历。主啊，就求主来看顾。我们也求主看顾教会的同工们，让我们在决定要花费要买一些东西的时候，让我们不要浪费，我们每一分钱都要用在该用的地方。主啊，求主你的灵来看顾我们，让我们所做的所说的都能够讨出你的喜悦，也让我们能够做你的门徒。主啊，感谢你听我们的祷告，我们这样祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。我们祈祷是